And swoosh, I went through the darkness. It was a peaceful darkness. It was blacker than night inside the cave. It was ink black. It was cool. It was refreshing. I was traveling in this darkness towards some lone glowing light that was slowly getting bigger and bigger the nearer I got to it. During this time, I heard a beautiful singing choir, and I heard music. Somehow, profound knowledge was entering my mind like mental telepathy from some great all-powerful being. I wrote a book about my experience, and it has more details in it than I can explain here. And it's entitled A Land Unknown, Hell's Dominion. And I'll tell you later how you can get a copy of it at the end of my testimony. But for now, let's continue. While I was moving on through this pleasant darkness, this telepathic language also showed me images from my life. Some near-death accounts call this a life review, but leave out several important details, probably due to the nature of it and due to the nature of forgetting than anything else. All these images that I was seeing was revealed my true colors and nature. It was as if everyone I had hurt with my actions, attitudes, and deeds was telling me how I had hurt them and let them down. This was shocking to me. I thought I was a good old boy, a nice guy, never meaning no harm. I saw instead how selfish I was being displayed before my eyes. I saw clearly how I hurt my family, let my father and mother down. I felt their tears. I heard their private discussions about me they had about my drinking and being a mean drunk. I saw every excuse I ever used to justify how I lived and to do things I did. I saw how I mocked God, scoffed at Jesus Christ. Truly an unholy pride was revealed. Yeah, I can honestly say the thoughts and intents of the heart was actually being revealed during that time. I saw how I let others down and lied and all the effects on these I had. I saw the effects of being grouchy and crabby had on other people. I saw the effects on others' lives in a restorative justice kind of way. You know, confronting you with your victims that reveals the real you. I felt ashamed and without excuse, and from this I knew I deserved my fate, whatever it may be. As I neared the light, it was as though I could hear a whispering words entering in my mind saying something like this. See, you have neglected my manner of change. You refused to hear. You rejected my transforming plan. How can I let you enter Beulah's eternal land when, as you can see, to permit you to enter would cause it to be corrupted again and again? I was without excuse. I realized too late that I had sunk my own ship and blew my chances. Let me say, who among us can honestly stand before God with all our failings and all our true motives, the real intents and purposes of our hearts, fully exposed, and say, hey God, I deserve to enter heaven's land. Instead, would not God say to you and I, how can I let you enter heaven's everlasting land when, as you can see, to permit you would cause it to be corrupted again and again? There is none righteous, no, not one, the Bible boldly declares everyone. You need Jesus Christ, God's manner of change, God's transforming plan. Can you hear him calling you? This life was designed for us to return to God. In eternity, your fate is sealed. Choose life.